So the other thing that's kind of cooking along, and you can tell me when you think we might see the results of this, because I interviewed Laurie Sen not too long ago, is the upfront study with polatuzumab. So I think that's what polatuzumab R-CHOP.
That's right. And it's very similar to some of the ECHELON trials where they remove the vincristine because you now have a second neurotoxic agent.
Right.
So it's polatuzumab RCHP versus standard R-CHOP.
And where is that study? Have you put any patients on it?
Yeah, we don't have that study open. It is run out of Canada, or at least Laurie Sen is one of the main investigators on this, and it's open through a number of different sites around the United States. But I don't have it open.
Any feedback yet in terms of tolerability, in terms of neurotoxicity, or any other problems?
No, I mean, it's still quite early, I think, in that. I mean, the accrual's going well, but I have not heard any data on toxicity or stopping rules.
So I guess when you think about it, in a way, it is a little bit similar to Echelon 1.
Yeah, exactly.
Be interesting to see if you get kind of similar, maybe some advantage. This is internet. Well, you said Canada, so we'll see, because that was, we'll talk about that as it relates to Echelon 1.
Yeah,
So
and the
just,
other.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that, polatuzumab, I mean, where does CD79B sit? It's part of the B cell receptor. So I'm really curious as to how this study is going to turn out, especially because we have results like the PHOENIX trial where, BTK inhibitors also shut down B cell receptor signaling. So we'll see, what polatuzumab does in this area.
So I guess nobody's looking at rituximab, ibrutinib, lenalidomide, and polatuzumab yet.
Yeah, that's
But
right.
who knows?
Yep.
The nine.
Add Agent X. Yes.
Yeah, we heard about, we'll talk about the non-chemo approach, in CLL and FL, but I never thought it was ever come to diffuse large B cell, but that sounds good to me. So let's just talk a little bit. We could spend the whole time here talking about diffuse large B cell,
I
which
agree.
I think it's great, because it, like,
Yeah.
seems like 2, 3 years ago, it was like there was nothing to talk about, or CNS prophylaxis, whatever, traditional kind of stuff. Now is like, whoa, hold on.